Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were talking about the responsibility of the man to be in control of his wife and family. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
So in verse 8, he says, "In that ye provoke me into wrath with the works of your hands, burning incense unto other gods in the land of Egypt, whither ye be gone to dwell, that ye might cut yourselves off, and that ye might be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth." Well, isn't this interesting now? The result. They got involved with this other religion. They started worshiping like they do, incorporating it into their worship. And the Lord says, well, you do that, you're going to be a curse and reproach among all nations. Have you ever heard of anti-Semitism in all the nations? It's here today. They were warned. In verse 9, he says, "Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers and the wickedness of the kings of Judah and the wickedness of their wives and your own wickedness which ye have committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem?" Wow, he hit it pretty hard. As a matter of fact, twice here in verse 9, he mentions the wickedness of their wives twice. He's getting hot. He's preaching hard. So he reminds them of their wickedness, of their kings, their wives, and result, their own wickedness. Now they're not in the land. Well, they think Jeremiah's beginning to meddle. Now Jeremiah's being politically incorrect. He's also attacking their wives. But you see, they were responsible, these men, for their wives. Not only the king's wives, but men, you're responsible for your wife. And as Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I always told my children, they're all grown and gone, but I told them, "My door will always be open to you. You hit a hard place, you can come back and you can live with me. But I also want you to know, if you're under my roof, you're still under my rules. I don't care if you're 40 or 50 years old, you're still under my roof, you're under my rules, and you're going to my church." And that's it. People say, "Well, I don't think you should do that." Well, I think I should, and that's what I'm going to do. It's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, if you don't want your house to serve the Lord, don't do that. But it's for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, because God has given me that responsibility. Now, it takes us into verse 10. "They are not humbled even unto this day, neither have they feared, nor walked in my law, nor in my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers." Well, he lets them know they're not humbled. They're not contrite. They've not feared nor walked in the word of God. According to his word, they haven't obeyed it. And if they had, they wouldn't be where they are now. See, people too often try to judge God by blaming him for their consequences rather than their own actions that have brought their consequences. Why did God allow this to happen to me? Why did you put yourself in a position for that to happen? You see, we got to quit blaming God and accepting our responsibility and ask for God's help. And in verses 11 and 12, it says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt, to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed and fall in the land of Egypt. They shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and they shall die from the least even to the greatest. by the sword and by the famine, they shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach. Well, direct defiance of God is dangerous business. Do you really want God against you? Do you really want God to make you an execration and astonishment, a curse and a reproach? Isn't this what God told them back in chapter 42 here of Jeremiah in verse 18? That this is exactly what would happen? Well, it's happened. And it affects the most important person to the least important person. Just like judgment before God, the greatest and the smallest, the rich and the poor, the strong and the weak, the free and the bond, will all give an account of themselves to God. And that takes us into verses 13 and 14 where he says, "For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem, by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. So that none of the remnant of Judah, which are gone into the land of Egypt, to sojourn there, shall escape or remain, but they should return into the land of Judah, to the which they have a desire to return, to dwell there. For none shall return, but such as shall escape." Again, this is just a repeat of chapter 42, verses 15 through 17. Only a few will return, we're told here, as a testimony of God's word. And that's what verse 14 showed, that none of the remnant would return, but those that do return will show that God did judge. You see, the charges against these people are quite incriminating. And I think those few that do escape are those who were forced to come. And it was against their will. Now they're able to escape. And these others had settled into Egypt. And what we find out from what happens while they're there is that what we expose ourselves to most will eventually have a great influence. If you're watching filth on television, before too long, your spirituality is gone. Does the Word of God occupy your interest? What about His house? Will you stand before God as a lover of pleasure more than a lover of God? Are you too earthly-minded to be any heavenly good? You see, I'm afraid that too many that name the name of Christ feel more at home with a worldly crowd in the sports stadium or at a sports bar than they do with the crowd in church. So we first see the incriminating charges here in this chapter. But then the next thing we see that is the inexcusable response here in verses 15 through 19. "Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we'll not hearken unto thee. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing that goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings, and our princes, in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals, and were well, and saw no evil. But since we left off to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, we have wanted all things, and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings unto her without our men?" Well, now we're getting down to where the rubber meets the road, as they say. When the men of the country no longer run it, trouble comes next and happens the same in a church. Now, these men knew there in verse 15 that their wives had burned incense unto other gods. They should have stood and said, we're not going to do that. Not in my house. But you see, Israel had been feminized. Women were telling the men what to do. You know, it's kind of like, now you got Little League Baseball, and don't have a score up there. We don't want the losing team to feel bad. Well, that's a feminine thing. Well, they go out there to a high school football team. Well, everybody should get to play. My boy feels bad. Well, and you see, that's just the feminization of the country. It's like when I preach on CCM. You know, a parent will get more upset with me sometimes than the sin their children are doing in following CCM. Well, that's abominable to God. And parents do it because they know their children do it, but there's a reason they get mad at me, but my friend. They'd rather be abominable to God and let their children be abominable to God than have their children upset. God ordained in the garden that man was the head of the home. Well, we see here in our text, these men are not leading. The women stand by, we're told, a great multitude. You see, many were taken in by the contemporary religion of the day, just like they are today. Saying, hey, I know my rights. I'm going to do what I want. And they tell their husbands, if you love me, you'll back me. You'll stand up for me, even though that lady's been rebellious against other authority. And you see, they're panty-waisted men. They don't walk with God. Their wives get in all this outside religion. Kind of reminds you of Solomon with all this wickedness. In Nehemiah 13:26, it says, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God. And God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Oh, wow. When Israel got back into the land, this is a sermon that Nehemiah had to preach to the people. And boy, isn't that just the way it seems to go even right now? Now, there in verse 16 that we just read, there was a change. Did you see that change? Again, as for the word of the Lord, thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord. We're not going to hearken unto thee. You remember back when they said, whatever the Lord saith, we'll do it? And it was the men that came to them and said, whatever the Lord says, we'll do it? Well, they're not doing it now, are they? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.